This podcast is brought to you by Odiogo.com.
Has it? I was out for a walk and on my way home, I was thinking about what I would fetch with me to work for consumption later that day. I decided on broccoli and Swiss cheese, a plebeian but satisfying repast, and was visualizing the process of placing said ingredients into a what? I realized that I had no idea what you call those things that come from stores that have plastic bottoms and snap-on tops into which one places his broccoli. I wasn't even sure they had a name, or that their name was uniform over different manufacturers. And yet, a noble vegetable such as broccoli can hardly spend a significant portion of its post-preparation life in a thing without a name. I decided that it was a PLUCO. NASA has nothing on me. They can have their Vrillard. My broccoli would henceforth accompany me in my portable lunch containment object. PLUCO is one of my few neologisms to catch on locally. It's short, easy to pronounce, not readily confused with the names of other kitchen-dwelling things, most of whose names I also don't know. I feel more acronyms coming on. I knew I had arrived when someone asked me, "What's in your PLUCO today?" When I hear a spontaneous "Do you want me to implucify that for you?" I shall alert the lexicographers.